For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.
Dolphins ahead.
Chris Crowley knows Shem Creek.
This is the Atlantic bottlenose dolphin, Tursiops truncatus.
He's been giving tours for 30 years. Tucked between Charleston and Sullivan's Island in the town of Mount Pleasant, the waterway is renowned for postcard views, seafood restaurants, working shrimp boats, and abundant wildlife.
That is the laughing gull, the one that goes, hur, hur, hur.
But at its mouth, noticeably missing like two front teeth, a ribbon of land that's gift was a seabird sanctuary, one of only five along the South Carolina coast, known to locals as Crab Bank. A protected place where literally thousands of birds would nest, now just a thread of sand where a handful of pelicans stand, waiting for the inevitable high tide.
It will be productive zero this year for young birds.
Years of erosion took a toll, then Hurricane Irma moved in. The island is said to have been vital to the survival of at least 17 species of birds, now forced to flee, some to the smaller, less protected Chutes Island in the Charleston Harbor.
So we're going to head down this way and see if we can find what I suspect will be a pretty impressive looking black skimmer colony.
Skimmers, pelicans, terns, herons, and oyster catchers all have taken refuge like squatters in the remnants of Castle Pinckney, a former fortress from the Civil War. They are nesting only in smaller numbers.
I see the chicks. I see the babies.
Even in the excitement, it's hard to miss the giant cargo ship. And as crazy as it might sound, even bigger ships could benefit these birds. The Army Corps of Engineers is dredging the harbor and has found sandy soil suitable for rebuilding Crab Bank. The federal government would foot most of the bill, but the Department of Natural Resources has to come up with $1.2 million by the time of that dredging this December. Headed back.
It's high tide, and there is no Crab Bank anymore.
Another potential obstacle.
Welcome to the meeting of the Mount Pleasant Town Council.
Mount Pleasant's newly elected mayor, Will Haney, says the town doesn't want to ruffle any feathers. However,
the concern is you're about to have the equivalent of 50 acres of dredge spoil dumped at the mouth of a creek that we have already had to pay to dredge in the last 5 years.
He says the council wants to restore Crab Bank, but not at the expense of shrimpers.
We want to make sure that it's not going to migrate into the creek, and then in a couple of years, we won't have a shrimping fleet that can get in and out of Shem Creek. That's all we're doing.
They approved an independent study, despite the pleas of conservationists, like Caroline Bradner.
Seabird populations worldwide have dropped about 70% since the 1950s, shorebird populations dropping even faster.
And former journalist David Quick. He once photographed singer James Taylor kayaking from Crab Bank.
And he had a big old smile on his face and seemed so content.
With David, a friend from France, we catch up at a coffee shop when suddenly...
So we're just seeing about 8 brown pelicans flying over the sky.
Pelicans, once nearly extinct, make a flyby.
Look out the window there. See?
Back at his Creekside office, Chris Crowley says his business depends on the waterway as well. He looks out from beneath his worn woven hat, worried about something else.
Those are mature breeding adults that should be nesting on Crab Bank, raising their little white fluffy young.
He has 2 children, with 1 on the way.
And I just wonder if that little girl is ever going to see a bird nesting on Crab Bank. I don't know. Either she will or she won't.
For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.